Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast. I believe we're episode number 70. Yeah, we are indeed. And actually, I'm recording this on the actual day I release it. So I'm recording it on Thursday, the 3rd of October, 2024. It's mad to think this is in another month. It's mental. The last quarter of the year. So it's a really, really good time to kind of look. Reflect on the quarter that's just went and look ahead to the last quarter of the year. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to have done? What place do you want to be in when we're going into 2025? I know it's crazy to even think about that when we're only just past September, but it'll be here before we know it, as we all well know. So this week, a lot of my kind of content and stuff has been about self-belief. I'm a true believer that that self-belief is the pinnacle of what allows you to step into environments and places and personal power, but it takes courage first. So the self-belief and the confidence comes off the back of taking big action. But self-belief is the foundation of our personal growth and our success. It's the wee inner voice that tells you that you can do something even when things get tough. I talk a lot to my dancers about like that mentality of whether you can or you can't, you're right. Because if you're telling yourself you can't do something, obviously for them it's a skill. But if you're telling yourself you can't do it, then the chances of you actually doing it are probably pretty slim. Whereas when you start to believe in yourself, obstacles then become opportunities and setbacks just become stepping stones on your journey. So it matters because it gives you courage to take risk. So it gives you courage to take risk to pursue your passions and what you're passionate about and overcome challenges. Without that self-belief, doubt will creep in and it'll hold you back from reaching your full potential. The most successful people aren't always the ones who never face failure. Like all of us face failure in some capacity, in some way, shape, or form. But it's when you face that failure, then you believe in your ability to rise again after it, no matter how many times you fall. So obviously, the whole empowerment coach has been something that I spoke about for a long, long time, to be honest. And there's been lots of failures along the way in the sense that things don't go to plan or you release something and it doesn't have the same traction that you thought it would, or it doesn't have the same engagement as you thought it would, or and I could there's been so many times that I could have just turned around and been like, oh, do you know what? What's the point? But no one ever got to the place they wanted to be by falling at the first hurdle or the third hurdle or the 10th hurdle. Like all these I talk quite a lot about limiting beliefs in some of the webinars that I do and some of the seminars that I do. And there's a list. I've got a list of people who started or found success much later in life, and it's just because they kind of never ever gave up, and like they just kept beating on their craft until that success came. So we want to be thinking about how can we build our self-belief? How can we strengthen that self-belief? And it really is simple things like celebrating your little wins. So see every tiny, tiny little win. Celebrate it. I was saying to one of my randomly, it's just the dancers are coming into my head when I'm talking about this, but I was saying to one of my dancers last night, they were trying to get this particular turn sequence, and she got a fraction of it, but she got that fraction of it really, really well. And I was saying, and she was kind of saying, oh, but I've not got the whole thing. And I was like, no, but you need to celebrate the fact that you got that part really well, and then now that's a solid foundation that you can then build on, and the rest of it will come. And so it's like celebrating the fact these little tiny wins. It might be that you've stuck to a morning routine. It might be that you've started to do meditation. It might be, I don't know, that you've started going out a walk every day. It might be you've started to look into spiritual practices. It might be if it's like a businessy thing that you've started planning, that you've started being more organized, that you've cleared something in your home that's been quite, because they say like if your home's quite like your desk, for instance, if it's quite a mess, then you're you are unlikely to have clarity and have, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, because it's so messy and kind of disruptive. So like whatever that small win is for you, celebrate it, like acknowledge your achievements no matter how small it is, because that will build confidence and reinforce that belief in yourself. And for every time you celebrate those wins and you give yourself that pat on the back, it just creeps up in that confidence, it just creeps up in that self-belief. It also solidifies like trust within yourself, and trust within yourself is really, really crucial for any sort of growth. I find certainly with a lot of things that for me, I had a big, big kind of a thing with food and growing up, and I lacked trust within myself because I used to hide food and I used to binge on it. I used to sneakily like eat things and stuff like that. And there's times that that wee behaviour still creeps in, and I have to give myself a wee bit of a like, come on, sort of a thing. But for every time I've stepped forward into like learning, or forward into growth, or forward into trying to understand it and pick it apart and try, it's like I've built that self-belief in myself. I've built that trust within myself that actually food is not the devil. Like it's me that's getting to make that the choice of what I'm doing. Am I eating this for because I need to, or is it like I'm eating it because it's an emotional response, or it's an emotional trigger, or there's something else going on. And that's just like an example, but there's so many different aspects of building that trust, building that self-belief that you could apply to any part of your life. And I spoke a wee bit a minute ago about limiting beliefs. It's a big one for self-belief is challenging limiting beliefs. So over the last couple of years, I've done a lot of like random crazy tasks or feats. So I've done like the skydive and the arrow breaks and the walking on the hot coals and the walking on the glass, and but also equally not big crazy things either. It doesn't need to be big crazy things. I'm going to do an ab seal. Now I'm actually quite a thrill seeker, but there'd have been a period of time in my life that I would not have put myself out there like that. I would have not like exposed myself. I am going to do this, because then it would be like, oh my God, you've got to do it. And all these things I've done, or most of the things I've done for charity as well, because it's like a forced evolution. But the limiting beliefs are the little stories you tell yourself that, like, are they empowering you or are they holding you back? So, like, for instance, when the arrow break was probably one of the first ones that I'd done, like, it was like a big thing. But like I said, I'm not, it doesn't need to be big things. But the whole point of that break was like breaking through limiting beliefs. So like your mind is telling you like this arrow is going to go through your neck, that all these mad crazy things. And actually when you step through and the arrow breaks, and it's like a realization that actually you have the power within you, actually believing in yourself and believing that you can step through that and you can break those arrows and you can break those bad like limiting beliefs and patterns and stuff like that. So you want to be challenging those limiting beliefs and replacing them with affirmations that lift you up. It doesn't need to be an arrow break or a fire walk or whatever. Absolutely not. But like catch yourself out, challenge them. Like put yourself into uncomfortable positions. Put yourself out there a wee bit. Surround yourself with positivity. Like there's a massive lots of science to say about you are who you surround yourself with. So if you're surrounded yourself with like a lot of toxic people, a lot of kind of draining people, a lot of like low vibrational people, you will find yourself in that space, in that energy field, in that kind of an energy is the best way to describe it. Whereas when you put yourself in rooms with people who are more uplifting, who are ready to rise, who are doing the things that you want to do, who are on a quite often on a higher purpose than you, or on a higher energy frequency than you, or a higher energy level than you, because that'll pull you up. It'll lift you up, and it'll see make you feel a certain way, which will help your mindset. It will help your physiology. It will help your thought processes. The people and energy around you can lift you up, or they can drag you down. And it's really important that you're wise to who you're spending your time with, who's going to encourage you and believe in you, or who's going to be an energy vampire and suck life out you. It does make a difference. Self-belief is like a muscle. So I've got like a slide in one of my webinars or one of my presentations that says, train your brain like you train your muscles. And this is the exact same, like this is like exactly what I'm talking about. You wouldn't go into a gym and lift a 1 kilogram, I'm just getting this out the out my head. A 1 kilogram weight doing a bicep curl for 365 days, the growth in your bicep is not going to be anything. Yeah, it'll maybe be a slight thing because you're lifting something and not nothing, but not to the degree that it could be if you progressively overloaded that weight. Now, where am I going with this? It's the same when you're working with your mind. It is like a muscle, it needs to be built, it needs to be strengthened. It's a practice. As you go through your week, remind yourself that you are capable, you are deserving, you are powerful. Take leaps on things, like things that are a wee bit scary, obviously calculated leaps, like I'm not saying like bet your house on something. Chase your dreams though and trust that you have got what it takes, because once upon a time I was very much a shell of myself in the form of that I didn't believe a lot of the things, and in the last few years I have accomplished a lot more than what I have probably in my whole life. So, but it takes a certain mindset, it takes a certain like stepping in and rising up and going all in on what you want. So you want to, I want you to believe in yourself and watch how the world begins to believe in you too. And I trust me, and it's not all sunshine and rainbows, but the more you step into this new person, the more you step into this person that will believe in themselves, the more the universe, if you like, will reward you, and the things that you want will come true. Doesn't come without hard work, doesn't come without like bits of stress and bits of whatever here and there, but just keep doing the do and just keep pushing through, just keep building, and it will absolutely come to fruition. Now, if you are listening to this on the 3rd of the 10th, today is the last day to book on to mine and Lauren's seminar, Elevate and Empower. It's on the 10th of October at 10 a.m. in Sloan's in Glasgow. This is the last day to book on if you are intending on coming. So what is it? It's going to be a day of all this stuff, like crushing limiting beliefs, like finding out who you are at your identity, where is your values, what do you actually want to do with your life, and then creating a plan, a vision, a goals and structure to reach what you want to reach, to be who you want to be. Myself, I've done a lot of personal development, and Lauren's done a lot of business development, but they've also overlapped. So we've both done each one of us are much more on the personal side, and she's much more on the business side, but then we have also crossed over because it's all intertwined. When you work on yourself, you naturally the ripple effect onto your relationships, your business, your life, it's huge. Equally, when you start to work on your business, Lauren has now started to move into the personal development space, which is amazing, and looking after herself as well, and she's doing really well. I'm dead proud of her. So come and join us. Come and join us and get in those rooms and be around those people that are wanting to like, know that there's more to life, that there's more dreams to be chased, and that life is actually for living. Like life is here. You get one shot. Let's go all in on the life that we want and the life that we deserve. So I hope that served you well. I have been Donna, the Empowerment Coach, and I will be back with you again next week. This will probably be pre-recorded because next week will be pre-recorded because I will be in the event next Thursday. So have an incredible day, incredible week, and I will speak with you really soon. See you later.